Hi, I'm Miguel Gomez, the director of AIDS.gov. You're listening to New Media Conversations with AIDS.gov.
Responding to HIV in the Native Community, Part 2 of Two Parts. We discussed HIV and AIDS among American Indians and Alaskan Natives in our previous post, and talked about what we know and don't know about American Indian Alaskan Native new media access. This week, we want to share additional insights from members of the Native Capacity Building Assistance Providers Network. While issues still exist with respect to internet and mobile access, American Indian and Alaskan Native leadership has shown a commitment to using new media as a channel, in addition to traditional ones like radio, to reach their audiences. New media played a key role in establishing our first National Native HIV/AIDS Awareness Day on March 21, 2007, said Dr. Pamela Thurman, Project Director and Senior Research Scientist at the Commitment to Action for Seventh Generation Awareness and Education, HIV/AIDS Prevention Project. We were able to reach a very wide tribal audience by electronic means. Dana Pierce-Hodge, Executive Director, and Dale Fenner, Media Specialist of National Native American AIDS Prevention Center, launched an interactive map that showcases events taking place for National Native HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. They mentioned the need to integrate the new media with the old. They told us, people still want something tangible. Things like postcards, keychains, buttons, and posters are still very effective in conveying messages through their simplicity. We can help our audience obtain these materials with the help of various types of new media. Gwenda Gorman, Health Promotions Director, and Diana Mitchell, SEBA Coordinator of the Intertribal Council of Arizona, Inc., reminded us that with new media tools, as with any communication tool, it is best to start with your audience and their needs. A simple survey can be a good tool to find out your audience's needs and how they prefer to receive information. So, what new media initiatives geared toward American Indian and Alaskan Natives exist? Here are several. Initiatives geared toward increasing internet access for American Indian and Alaskan Native populations include the National Congress of American Indians Digital Divide Task Force, and a 2006 Indian Health Service project on increasing rural access to health information on the internet. Indian Country Today has new media options, including mobile alerts, RSS feeds, and audio. Native Pride MySpace page is a social network profile that connects American Indian and Alaskan Native individuals. Good Health TV's Health Video Library focuses on raising health literacy. Breast Cancer Detective is a game focused on detecting breast cancer. Indig Map Network is the Twitter site for the Indigenous Mapping Network, a group that connects Native communities with mapping tools. American Indian Alaskan Natives also have a presence on Facebook, Flickr, and YouTube. Change.gov also used a video to address Native Americans. Are you a consumer of any of the above resources or others? Are you using a new media tool to reach American Indian and Alaska Native communities with HIV information? Are you working to integrate new media with the old? We'd love to hear from you. To access links mentioned in this podcast, visit blog.aids.gov. That's blog.aids.gov.
And for more information about HIV/AIDS, please visit www.aids.gov. This is Miguel Gomez for AIDS.gov. Thanks for listening.